It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night with Leah Murray. I am your host, Greg Skordis. And Leah, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about local issues. We talk about national issues. We don't very often talk about international issues and international politics. But there was a very important election in Israel just last month. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reclaimed his seat and has taken that country, it appears, on a pretty far shift to the right.
Right.
And he's starting to build coalitions because their whole government seems to be based there. They don't just have two parties. They have multiple parties. And so in order to get what you need done, you have to build coalitions with other factions, with other parties, so that you can get your 50+1 percent to get things done. He has apparently signed a pretty important coalition agreement with a religious Zionism party leader, Bezalel Smotrich, which really has a lot to do and will affect greatly the way that the administration of the occupied West Bank is handled. So to talk about this more, we're joined this evening by Amos Giora, law professor at the University of Utah. Professor Giora, thank you for joining us on KSL at Night.
It's my pleasure to speak with you all. I'm actually here in Israel.
Oh, you are wonderful. Well, so what's the talk on the ground there about this new coalition, the government, and how Benjamin Netanyahu is being seen and perceived there so far? I know it's only been a month.
Well, first of all, he's not yet the prime minister. He is what is called the assumed prime minister. But there's a big difference because earlier this evening, I don't want to bore you with the details, but to create a coalition government in our parliamentary system, you need 61 members of the parliament to side with you, because we have a 120-member parliament, and he has yet to form that, so much so that this evening he asked the president of the state to give him an additional 2 weeks to form the government, because he has not yet been able to form the government, so he's not yet prime minister. You were absolutely right in your introduction to reference the head of the religious Zionist party, whose name is Smotrich. But there's another religious right-wing politician who is equally important, whose name is Itamar Ben-Gvir. The two of them, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, are going to represent, in terms of the coalition government, the extreme right-wing of what will be, I assume, the government. The working assumption is that Netanyahu will form this. In terms of what you're asking, which is exactly the right question, what does this mean in terms of Israel in the West Bank, and also Israel with the Europeans and Israel with the United States of America? Those are the four relevant questions. To answer that very much depends on, do you fall on the right side of the political aisle here in Israel or on the left side? So in full disclosure, because I think honesty is the best policy, I am from the center-left, because I think that's important to be very honest with you and your listeners. The government that one assumes will be formed is going to be the most right-wing government Israel has had, both in terms of its relations with the Palestinians, but also in terms of internal domestic politics. The rest of the world doesn't really interest them, because it's going to be focused on these two, if you will, local issues. But, and this is why it's so relevant to our conversation, one of the unknowns is how will the Biden administration react when push comes to shove to this extreme right-wing government, particularly with respect to how it will interact with the Palestinians will live in the West Bank.
So I'm wondering, can you tell us, in Israel, is that left-right spectrum similar to what we would see in the United States as a left-right spectrum?
Yes, but remember that, as you said in your in the introduction, we're not a two-party system, because in a parliamentary system, there are a number of parties that make up a coalition. There's what's called a threshold here, so not every party that runs for parliament actually will sit in parliament, because you have to pass this threshold. Netanyahu's government will be comprised of, I think, four or five parties. What we in the States would call liberal, conservative, Democrat, conservative, Democrat, Republican. Yeah, in broad strokes, yes, but because we have multiple parties, it's, I think, more nuanced than the straight right-left split that defines American politics.
All right, so tell me one follow-up question. Sorry. So you said He's asking for two more weeks to give time to form his government. So is that changing
right.
the conversation, or is he reaching out to these far-right people because he needs that time?
No, they've already signed. Right, I get it. No.
Yeah.
Smotrich and Ben-Gvir have already signed on.
Okay.
The party that has yet to sign up, we have two Orthodox parties here. We have, remember the Jews, there are different kinds of Jews. There's Ashkenazi Jews who come from Europe, Sephardic Jews who come from North Africa and the Middle East. The Sephardic party, Sephardic Orthodox party, has already signed in. The Ashkenazi Orthodox party has yet to sign up, because I assume there are various negotiations going on about who will get what seat and who will hold what job. So it's you know, they're sitting around the table negotiating.
Okay.
Professor Giora, I've actually had some time to read about Ben-Gvir, but I don't know very much about Smotrich or his party, the Religious Zionism Party. What can you tell us about that specific group?
Which one, Ben? Well, they're on off coalesce, and then they break up, and they get back together, and they break up again, they coalesce together. It's not Ben-Gvir, so I'll do this in 30 seconds. Ben-Gvir, 30 seconds, and Smotrich.
Perfect.
Itamar Ben-Gvir has been a radical, occasional violent insider for the past 20 years. He is a lawyer. He is a highly skilled rhetorician, if there's such a word. He did, unfortunately, an extraordinary job of galvanizing young Israeli voters by offering them something different. He is an absolute 100% racist. There are more police files against him than I can count. And he means what he says and says what he means. He has made himself more appealable. He's now clean shaven. He's toned down the rhetoric. He is the same racist, what we call here in Israel, almost like a fascist insider that he has always been. Smotrich is like Ben-Gvir. He's also absolutely a racist with respect to Arabs. He's absolutely, in the American context, I would say, he's absolutely a homophobe. And he has one mission and one mission only, and that is to, by hook or by crook, lead to the annexation by Israel of the West Bank. That will be his one mission that he has. And the other is absolutely to religiousize Israel and to minimize the secularization of Israel. And this is a fight, and not a violent fight, but we've had that also. The two of them together, for people like me, are, they don't want to engage exacerbate. They are demagogues, but they are right now seemingly going to be in power. That was 30 seconds in each one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish we had more time, Professor, because and we're out of time, but thank you very much for your comments this evening on KSL at Night.
My pleasure, anytime.
And I would have enjoyed bringing you back for another segment, and perhaps we will, because I'd like to know what this means for the Palestinians.
Well,
and
I think we know what it means.
Right. And importantly, what the United States' reaction is going to be to this.
Yeah, so next up, let's shift focus and talk about Utah drivers and a study that says we are the worst. They are the worst drivers in the nation.
No surprise. Stay with us on KSL at Night.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.